Mr. and Miss Irene. And he wanted to marry her. He wanted her to marry him, and she had this millinery business. And she was getting along. She was, I reckon, nearly 40. And he was quite old. He was a farmer out in the settlement just below. He was in our community out in Friendship. Then he was a big farmer out there. And he insisted, you know, when he thought I would be interested in Miss Irene's millinery business, he insisted, said, "Now, Claire, says you just go right ahead and buy that business, and I'll talk Miss Reen into marrying me right away." And says, "We'll have a good time," and says, "Then won't you, we'll give you a party every night if you want it." And so I bought the millinery business, had no more idea about business than a fish, but I just had a little money on hand, and I bought it. And I was in millinery business 1 year. And my brother came down from Columbus, my brother Hal came down and sold me out because I was just on the verge of breaking, being going bankrupt. And now let's see, what did I do next? Oh, I reckon I took a stenographic course after that, and I was employed by the Columbus Railroad Company in Columbus for 7 years. And as a sideline, I told my brother built me a wonderful dancing board out in the backyard of the lady whom we boarded with up there in Columbus, had a tremendous lot, and all of these children wanted to learn to dance. And my brother, who was quite a bit older than I was, several years, never had learned to dance, and he wanted to learn to dance too. And of course he didn't want to go to, it would have embarrassed him, he was a young lawyer. And he wanted to go out to dances with the girls, you know, timid as he could be. We were all country folks originally. We always country. But he built me this dancing board, and I had just an open mayor, had no top over it at all. And I had a dancing class out there, and I made more money out of my dancing class than I did out of my stenographic job. And I was in Columbus about eight or nine years. And when I got out, I came to visit my sister, who was married and lived at Drainville in this county. It's just a little community. And her husband said that it was time I was getting married, so he had this old bachelor cousin who was a farmer, and he roped him in and had him come to see me. Well, it took him 3 or 4 years to sweep me off of my feet, because I didn't want to get married. I was having a good time. I had a good time all the time. And he finally made it, and we were married and lived out at Friendship out in the country. He had a big farm down there. And now that's just about, and since I've been, well, I was associated with the library here, a traveling librarian in Marion County after Mrs. McGarry died. But that's just about all the real experience that I've ever had. Now you ask me anything,